You are from a family in the low socioeconomic class. They send you to school so that you are able to have an education, and they just want what is best for you. You make the decision while transitioning into the age of 15-16 that you would like to leave school so you can support them with a full-time job. You think that making money and leaving your education behind is the more sensible decision. Hey guys, it's T, and the topic for today is school dropouts. You may be thinking that this podcast will be useless as you are obviously in school, but I thought I could help make the decision a bit easier for those who are planning to drop out. I was able to interview a high school careers advisor and got the opinion of an expert, as well as the opinion of a person who lived the life of a dropout. It is said that about 1.3 million high school students drop out of school each year in the US. More than 20% of dropouts come from foreign backgrounds or one with unstable homes. A high school dropout has a minimum percentage of being able to receive a full-time job, where in time they lose the job and end up on the streets. Why do people live like this if they know that attending school is so much better for them? When speaking to Ms. Borg, she was able to provide us with advice on why not to drop out of school. Having a bit of technical difficulties, I asked a friend if she could read the answers Ms. Borg provided for us. We are here with Ms. Borg, the career advisor at Westfield Sports High School. Thank you, Ms. Borg, for taking the time to answer a few of our questions. The first question we would like to ask is, how many students would you say drop out of school each year?
Look, I have students that actually drop into my office, say they want to leave school. I also have referrals from the deputies downstairs. So I'm guessing in between 20 to 30 students a year actually want to drop out from school. Sadly, most of those people are disengaged from school and think school is not for them, which is quite unfortunate.
What would you advise those that are dropping out?
Look, to succeed in life, one has to do lifelong learning. Life is a routine from getting up in the morning, having a shower, putting on clothes, being at school on time, doing what is required of them while at school, doing after-school work when they leave, and also preparing for the next day. That's what you have to do in life as a worker. There's not much difference except that you are actually out in the big wide world.
When talking to the person who dropped out of school, I pinpointed that everything Ms. Borg had said was indeed correct. My second interviewee wanted to stay anonymous as she was slightly embarrassed for being considered a dropout. Thanks for having the time to talk to me. What I wanted to know is why you made the decision of dropping out of school.
At first, I thought dropping out of school was cool because I could then start earning money, but I felt like I just couldn't do it anymore. All the tasks we had to hand in by certain times to the exams we had to take every single term, it was all just too suffocating, and I felt like I needed a break.
The break you needed was dropping out of school?
Yeah, we also had the perks of earning money.
You worked at a factory of some sort, right?
Yeah.
How is your health now after having to complete tasks like lifting boxes and working forklifts and stuff?
Look, to be honest, dropping out of school was great and all, but some jobs I had to do caused me some lifelong injuries. Even though I am sitting to you, talking to you, I can still feel my knees rubbing from the impacts of when I went to carry a really heavy box and I couldn't hold the weight, so I collapsed, dislocating my knee.
Was that one of the reasons why you decided to return to school?
It was one of the reasons, but not the main reason. I decided to return to school because I felt like a disappointment to my parents, as after the injury, I couldn't work, and as a dropout student, it was really difficult to find employment in offices and other workplaces because, you know, I can't stand for long periods of time, and just staying at home wasn't an option when you come from a family of Pacific Islanders.
After interviewing the dropout, it was clear that having an education is better than dropping out of school. When you drop out of school, you are open to the possibility of being homeless and sustaining lifelong injuries. By dropping out of school, you are increasing the rate of crime in our streets as you become unemployed, which leads to the commitment of crimes. By being a dropout, you are withdrawn from the opportunity of working in office jobs or workplaces with high qualifications. Why should we decide to make money at younger ages when more money can be made with an education in our future years? Why should we drop out of school when gaining an education isn't causing us any real harm? The real question that should be asked is, do we want to be successful in life? If yes, the only answer is with an education. Thanks for listening, and make sure to stay tuned for new updates and audio. See you next time. Bye.